Pickaxe.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone.
Hello everybody.
And welcome to Kirsty and Bryony's Comfort Zone.
I am Kirsty.
And I am Bryony, and we are here to listen to each other's dreams and try to figure out what the heck is going on.
What is happening?
What's wrong with us?
Bryony, what is happening in my brain?
Well, a dream happened, I can tell you that much. Well, I don't need to tell you, you had it.
Oh my god, I've been dreaming so much. I keep dreaming, but I'm also sleeping a lot. Like, I'm sleeping in so much. I think, maybe I'm not having a deep sleep.
Oh.
And it means that I'm sleeping for longer. But as a result, I am dreaming more. It's weird. I had another one last night that I didn't record, where I was on like this big platform and I had to get off of it to get back to a certain part of wherever the hell I was. It was very like industrial and it was by water. So it was very like all the metal was rusty and it was like being on like, I don't know, not an oil rig, but that kind of thing, like a platform in water, you know?
Yeah.
And it was really weird. So I had to get off of it, but parts of it were blocked. So I was like climbing down the side and all along the sides were like clothes, like in a charity shop. It was just random assorted clothes. And I had to like go through them to find like ropes, which were also kind of like pipes that I could hold onto so I could swing along the side and get to somewhere that wasn't above a big pool of water because I didn't want to get my feet wet. So I was like, climbing around it, and I finally got to a bit, and then it was kind of icy too, so I managed to shimmy down, and I had to balance along a tiny ledge along a wall that was next to this platform, and then there was like water underneath, and there was a van that was unloading something, so I had to try and like shimmy past them, and I think I distracted whoever was unloading the van, and they broke something. I was like, oh sorry, and then I just carried on. And then it got to a bit where there was loads of ice and there were people like, I think it was like some sort of fish manufactory or something. Like people were like, it was just loads of fish in ice and there were people like hitting the ice with picks and stuff. It was weird. And my brother was there, but he was a lot younger than he is now. And he started talking about how he was doing so many drugs and did loads of mushrooms. And I was like, I'm going to tell mum and dad. And that was it.
Oh.
It was so bizarre. Really odd. So I'm having all of these wild dreams lately that they just won't quit.
There is a section in the book about ice.
Oh, really? Okay.
You'd like to hear it.
Yeah, go on then.
It says, when we dream of ice, we are usually looking at emotions. We are aware that perhaps we are colder than we should be, shutting off any display of warmth and compassion. We are thereby enclosing ourselves in a situation from which it may be difficult to free ourselves. Let me in, Kirsty.
Oh,
let me in.
I'll
feel
let
the
you
feelings.
Oh, well, that's what this podcast is all about.
Let me wriggle into your brain. Ooh. Like Luke Skywalker into that. Oh, no, I can't remember the name of the thing. Space Llama. Sorry, Star Wars nerds.
Space Llama.
I'm hiding behind my podcast. I don't have to be fearful.
Do you mean the Oh, God. Oh, no. Oh, jeez. I can't remember what it's called.
Did it begin with G?
Are you talking about the one that Luke, that Han puts Luke into?
Yeah, he climbs inside.
Is it a Tauntaun? No. Yes?
Oh, no.
Maybe? I have
Luke
to Google it.
Luke Skywalker climbs inside. Googling it?
No, Luke, oh, Han, no, Han puts Luke. It is a Tauntaun. Yay!
Yeah!
Woo! I'm a Star Wars.
Space Llama. You say I'm a Star Wars.
I'm a Star Wars.
That's what they call themselves. All together, they are the Star Wars. I've been having a lot of dreams recently, but the problem is because, so Alex and I went away to the exotic land of Birmingham for the weekend.
Oh, lovely.
And we were staying in this lovely hotel. We like splashed out, which was originally not meant to happen. I booked an Airbnb next to the wrong arena and we ended up having to like last minute book a hotel. And the only one was like this really fancy one. So we're like, okay, let's just go for it. We've not had a holiday in years. Let's have one in Birmingham. Why not? And I think because I was getting like I didn't have to listen to an audiobook to get to sleep any of the nights I was there. I was just like nodding off and it was really nice. And I was having so many dreams. But because Alex and I were actually waking up at the same time, I would then immediately tell him and then I would forget them afterwards. So I've got no memory or record of any of them.
Oh. Does Alex remember any of them?
No. I think he asks to be polite.
Oh.
Because usually he'll be like, did you have any dreams? And I'll be like, no. And he's like, okay. And then I'm like, wait, no, I did. I had one where, and then I'll go on for 5 minutes. And he's like, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I had a dream about Lewis last night. I remember that much. We were at a party and he was just leaving this like trail of destruction, not actual destruction, but like social destruction in his path.
Right.
And I was having to like follow behind and he'd just walk away from
social destruction.
He'd be talking to someone and then leave and I'd have to go over and be like, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. He's busy. He had this person and I'd be trying to like make up excuses and stuff. And then I'd see him talking to someone else and I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll go over to them now. And yeah, it was just me following him around at this party.
Oh my God. Incredible. Yeah, it's just been bits and bobs of dreams, just little shreds. Little bits.
Little snippets.
Snippets.
A little trailer.
At least they're there, though. It's nice to have a dream every once in
it is.
Blue moon.
Good to have a dream. Oh, so a little update on the thing. You already know this, but I found it exciting. So because episode 100 is imminent, Kirsty and I have been looking at places that we could stay to do a special episode. And this isn't where we're staying, so this isn't spoilers. But I found a place called the Castle of Comfort.
Oh yeah, you said it.
Maybe not this time, but in the future, maybe we should do an episode, Comfort Zone at the Castle of Comfort.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thing is, it's not a castle, which makes me think, is it comfortable? If they've lied about that, what else would they lie
what
about?
What else are they lying about? Exactly. But yeah, Comfort Zone wants to go on the road, everybody.
Yeah.
We want to do fun things, like out and about.
So if any of you have a spare bed... No, I'm joking. Comfort Zone on tour, coming to a bed near you. But I think... Yeah, it's looking like it's... The problem is, I get so excited about... Like, just goes to show, we're like a month away from the episode and I'm already just wanting to talk about it all the time. But the problem is, we're going to have to record it far in advance.
Yeah.
And it's going to be so difficult for me not to be like, oh, this happened. It's like whenever I buy someone a present and immediately I just want to tell them. I just get so excited for things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's going to be
very difficult
for me to be like, just...
Especially like if we want to go somewhere spooky or somewhere like, you know,
Yeah.
Then it's what if we have a creepy encounter with a spooky ghost and we have to wait a few months to tell anyone?
The thing I've been trying to figure out, because I'm determined to do this, I've talked about this for so long, I really want to find a way to record whether I say anything in my sleep. But yeah. I can't find anything. Because the problem is, if I use something that's like noise activated in my current bedroom, you're just going to hear 6 hours of a hamster wheel. Just going to be one long recording. Because he doesn't stop. He's just all night.
The problem is, I think they're all voice activated.
Yeah. So then I was thinking, do I have a way that I could just record for like 8 hours and then play it back, checking the wavelength, the waveform sort of thing?
Yeah.
And I do have a little recorder, so that might work. But yeah, again, a lot of it will be hamster wheel. But I really just, I want to do it like... Alex talks in his sleep so much, I swear. But I'm always too sleepy to really know what's going on. But he'll always say, what was the one he said recently? In the middle of the night, I woke up and he was really urgently saying something like, we're going to need more of them. We need to take it down or something. And I was like, oh, what? Huh? Like waking up, I wake up ready to fight because I'm so like, okay, there's a monster. We need more of us. Let's go. Let's take it down. And then he'd just be fast asleep and I'm just there like, oh, what's happened? And he does stuff like that so much.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know how much I talk because I guess you don't wake yourself up very often talking.
Yeah, that's the thing. I think I talk more in my sleep if there are other people. Like, I don't really, I mean, I don't do it very often, but I don't really like sharing a bed with people.
Yeah.
I prefer sleeping just on my own. In people in the same room is fine, but like if it's like, oh, let's share a double bed, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
I guess. And then I think because that makes me uncomfortable, I tend to talk more. So yeah, I've just got like a bunch of like when like I was a teenager and like we'd have parties and stuff and we're all just sleeping everywhere. Like there are so many times when I would wake up and just say any random shit just because like I was constantly just like, oh, I'm not in my bed on my own, just having a lovely time. There are people around me and I'm just like, where's the bus tickets?
I wonder if part of it is like if your brain is still in like a dormant social mode. Because you're aware that you're around people and you're thinking like, oh, I should say something. We've been quiet for a long time or something. You're like,
yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think maybe it's like a sort of a weird self-defense thing as well. It's like, oh, there are people here. Like, I don't know. I have to make them know that I'm present. I'm here.
Don't forget
by yelling
about
something
me.
Random in my brain. Oh, dear.
I have a friend who we always used to go to like those teenage house parties together, and he talked in his sleep so much. And I wonder if it was a similar sort of thing. Maybe he didn't do it the rest of the time. But there was one time I remember staying around his for New Year's and he just screamed just in his sleep, just sat up, screamed, lay back down, went, just was asleep the whole time. I was like, okay. And the worst one, worse than the screaming, was he sat up in bed. I was sat in a chair in his room and he was asleep. And he sat up in bed with his eyes still closed, looked directly towards me and just went, I swear you can see my face. And then just rolled over. And I was like, oh.
Oh.
So yeah, I can. I can see your face.
I can. It's right there.
But this bodes well for if we record when we do share a room. If we record, maybe we will get some live dreaming.
Yeah, I reckon
talk.
We will. I think we will. Like going back to, you know, just recording things in your sleep. Like when I was using Pokemon Sleep, that has the option of recording things as well. And I never really got anything. Like the only stuff I ever really got was like a cough or Tabs meowing in my face or something like that. You know, I never really got anything beyond that. So yeah, I think like with other people in the room, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, I've wanted to do it before, but again, like I'd feel bad using anything that Alex says on the podcast. But if it's if it's me, I'm like, as it's free real estate. But yeah, it would be nice to stay away and it not be hamster wheel. Unless the place we stay is haunted by a hamster, maybe. There's a few of them that I was reading about that are haunted by dogs. Because I remember when I was little, I have talked about this dog before. When I was little, I stayed in a place that was meant to have the ghost of Gellert, the dog.
Okay.
The
Neopet, yeah.
The Neopet, yeah. Sorry, he died. He wasn't fed, wasn't given any omelette from the volcano.
Oh my God.
Make sure you look after your Neopets, kids. And I remember being really scared. Like, I must have been like 8 or 9 when I stayed in this place. And I remember being told, like, it's haunted. And I was like, oh, I'm never going to sleep. And then they were like, buy a dog. And I was like, oh, well, that's nice. I hope I see him. I want to pet the good boy.
I want to pet the little ghosty boy.
Yeah.
Give him a little ghost treat.
But even like reading some of the stories of haunted places, I was like, I'm not staying on my own because I won't sleep.
No, I wouldn't.
I would be scared.
I would panic so much.
But I'm the same as you. I don't like sharing a bed. Well, obviously, like with Alex, I do because I'm used to him. But anyone else, I am such a sleep cuddler. I wouldn't want to make someone uncomfortable if I shared a bed with. I guess because I'm so used to just like being snuggled the entire time that I wouldn't trust a sleep me to just be like big spooning anyone that I shared a bed with and just be like, hello. I think when I was awake, I would have a sense of personal space, but as soon as I'm asleep, I'm like a little heat seeking missile. Because my parents said, like, back when I was little, there was the, because obviously like parenting methods change and stuff. And some people were like, no, let the child cry. They've got to learn to shut up. Whereas when I was little, it was very much like you pick the child up every time they cry and then they will grow up well balanced and satisfied and know that their needs are met and then they'll just move on from it. And it worked with my brother and sister. Whereas for me, my parents were like, you just didn't stop cuddling. Like the other two, like my brother and sister are very much like, they're not very huggy. They like value personal space. Whereas I'm just there, like sat right next to people all the time. Like, hello, like a little leech.
I love that though. Like when I'm around yours and we're hanging out just on the sofa, like the amount of times we've just been like cuddling and go to sleep. It's great. I love that. I think you're the exception to my rule of not liking to sleep in the same place as other people.
Hey.
There you go. You can heat-seeking missile me.
Yay! Well, it's like when you see those videos of like, oh, what is it people call their dogs? It's like a something dog that always needs to be touching them and they're like have their paw on their arm and then they take it off and then they just put it back again. They're like, nope.
No.
I'm like that. I'm like, I need to touch.
I just want to touch constantly.
It's like my friend is talking about, I'm going to be a bridesmaid later this year. And she was talking about what material to have the bridesmaids' dresses. And she was saying like, oh, maybe as it's a winter wedding, we could have velvet. And I was like, I won't stop stroking the bridesmaids. That's a dangerous thing.
Fair warning, I will be stroking everybody.
It's like whenever I see someone in a velvet jacket, even if it's a stranger, I'm there just like, don't do it, don't do it. But I want to touch.
Don't do it, Friday.
It's like the fun of just going around like the carpet section of IKEA and just touching all the carpets.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh,
that's good. That's good stuff.
Not in a creepy way.
not in a creepy way. No, what? It's fine. I try to believe you.
This reminds me, actually. I was asking some of my friends this question the other day. This is, and then we're getting to dreams, but I'm curious to hear your response. Okay, so imagine a food that is like the tastiest thing in the world. Like whatever your favorite taste is, it's that plus 10. It's like, oh, but the texture is like eating someone's beard. Would you eat it?
I don't think I would. No. I don't think I would.
The general consensus was most people being like, oh, no, texture is like 50% of the taste. I couldn't do it. Whereas one of my friends whose favorite food is candy floss was like, nah, do it. I could do that.
Candy floss is very different to beard hair.
Well, you say that, but the French for candy floss is baba papa, which means grandfather's beard. So it's quite similar.
Yeah, but
I guess more wiry.
But
what if the taste was so good?
Yeah, but the thing with hair, like candy floss melts in your mouth. Beard hair does not. That just stays there and get all like stuck. No. God, no. I don't care how tasty it is. That's like putting frosting on somebody's face and like, you know, licking it out of the,
Okay, I'm collecting data on this question.
You add it to the spreadsheet.
Yeah. In the comments, let us know whether you would.
Would you eat beard hair if it was really tasty?
Tasty, tasty beard. It's because I was watching wrestling and one of the wrestlers has grown quite a big beard. And I was like, I wonder what that would be like to just bite that beard.
Oh my God, Brady!
Just har.
Just bite it.
I was like, what if it was tasty though? Would that be better?
No. I think it's the texture. Like the food, great. It's just the texture. Like the fact it's a beard, I don't care. It's the texture, just a hair.
I think the other day I was talking to Sarah Yogtok, previous guest, she was like, you should give into your intrusive thoughts more. And
no,
I think it's indulged me in a way that now I'm like more aware of all of the weird things that I think of. It's like the other day, one of the studio people was like putting a mic on me. And obviously it's like a lapel mic. It goes on your lapel. And I was looking down and my head was just like, bite their finger. I was like, no, this is a colleague. You can't do that. But I was just there like, what if I was just like, ow. And ever since we've got desk mics in the studio during streams, I'm constantly like, just bite the mic.
Just bite it. Honestly, I feel that one. I do feel that. I like resting my head on the end of the Shure mic. It's just nice. It's just like a friend.
I was talking to a friend the other day about parenthood, and he was saying, I was like, what is something that like surprises you about parenthood? And he was like, you know that intrusive thought you get when you're crossing a bridge and you think, what if I throw my phone off? He was like, yeah, that you get that. but
it's a baby. What if I just maybe
like, have you ever seen that video of the guy who's done the In the Navy video, but it's about intrusive thoughts and it's him going, kick the baby.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I would never do that. Kick the baby.
I feel like you've sent that to me.
Oh.
Oh no.
This is something we could have as a Patreon special, just a weekly Bridie's intrusive thoughts.
Yeah.
Did
What's
she Brady's let them win this week?
Thoughts of the week.
Why slash N? This week, intrusive thoughts one.
Oh no. Oh no, no, no.
Well, shall we listen to a dream?
Yeah, shall we? Let's do it.
I don't know if we want to figure out what's going on in my head anymore.
No, I'm scared. I'm so scared.
Should we do my one first?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
I had a dream that I was sort of playing Dota IRL, but I was like on my parents' drive, and someone on my team was being attacked by this like skeleton. And I think like Lich was there as well and someone else. But I went to I had some ability that was meant to, like, trap them or something, and I was trying to do it, and it just wasn't working. And the first thing I did was like, do it, come on, do it. And I was like, I'm trying. And I was just trying to cast this, and it got to the point where, like, I was like, surely I should be able to do this. This is within range. And then the skeleton just sort of, like, stopped because he was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, you should be able to. And then, like, two of the other team came over. We all just stood around whilst I was trying to... line up this ability. There was another part to the dream. I think it was something about a log cabin, but that's all I remember now. Bye bye.
I think this is solved by I watched 3 days of Dota.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it. That's a nice short and sweet one. You watched Dota. You went to Birmingham and
I went to ESL1. I watched 12 hours of Dota a day for 3 days. I dreamed about Dota. Problem solved.
Easy. Ship it. It's done. What? How was it? Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. Loved it. And one of the added, like, well, I did. Well, the thing is, I went to support one particular team. Gaming Gladiators. They got knocked out in the group stages, didn't even get to see them play. Mm-hmm. So then I was like, do you know what? I'll switch to like an old school team, OG, let's go. And then OG got knocked out. Then I switched to Tundra, who got knocked out. And by the final, right. I was like, I just want to see Dota.
Spoilers,
I don't care
by the
anymore.
Way.
Oh, yeah.
So is this something to do with TI, or is this a separate thing?
This is a separate thing. They have like majors throughout the year.
Right.
This was just one of those.
Okay.
But yeah, it's one of the like added surprises that I wasn't expecting. And this is going to sound like horn tooting, but I had so many people come over and say hello, and that they were like, they liked my stuff and thanked me for content. And I never would have thought, like, obviously, when we went to see My Chemical Romance, we had, like, someone came over and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, okay. But I wasn't expecting it for Dota. I never thought, like, the Venn diagram for me and Dota would have such a crossover. But I guess it's Pyrian's doing, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
another
so.
Previous guest.
Another
episode
guest? Or we're just name-dropping
54,
today?
I believe, off the
Bloody
top
hell.
Of the old dome.
I just remember that.
I looked it up for someone when I was there.
I was like pushing the podcast while you were there.
I didn't stop working.
my
favorite person who came over to, no, I don't have a favorite. Everyone was lovely, but I did enjoy the person who came over and was like, Kirsty, can I have a photo with you? And I was like, you can, but I'm afraid I'm the other one.
That's I if they're listening to the podcast, please explain. We always have it where people are like, oh, I really loved Bryony and Kirsty in this episode of TTT. I don't know which one was which, but I had a great time. I was just like, how?
Just vague, really... vague yellow shapes.
We don't sound that similar. I'm very...
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm like nails on a chalkboard, and Bryony's buttery smooth. I don't understand how people mix this up.
No, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh my God.
Mine is whiny.
I don't think yours is wavy.
I find my voice sounds like this.
No, I don't think so at all.
But no, it was so, so lovely having like, and I guess the funny thing for me was like, I'm not used to being recognized at all. I'm like, it doesn't, it's happened a couple of times, but I was with friends who I hadn't seen in years and friends who I knew before streaming and stuff. So they don't really think of me as a streamer.
Yeah.
And there was one day when I literally had like two people ask for photos. I had someone ask for an autograph. I had other people over and like shake my hand and stuff. And I was there like, this doesn't happen. This isn't like, I've not these people. This is, I've not set this up to look cool. This is strange to me.
Yeah, that's so odd. Wow, that's really cool. I would be so nervous if people ask for a photo. I'd be like, oh my God, oh no. Because most of the time I've just gone to Tesco in my joggers.
The first time someone asked for a photo, I just felt myself immediately go bright red. But just because I'm a nerd, I'm so shy and I don't photograph well. And it wasn't like, and I spent the rest of 3 days, because that's what I'm like, being like, I hope they didn't think that I was embarrassed of them, that they approached me. Like, it wasn't that. It's just me being an awkward skin bag made of mostly elbows. That was why. And my friend, when I turned around, was immediately like, hey, you went bright red. And I was like, shut up. Dude.
It's so funny that you got mistaken for me as well. Like when
the same week you got mistaken for Nina.
I was at at the weekend and somebody, well, I was at the Fireshine booth chatting with Sam from Fireshine Games, who was very lovely. And someone came up to chat to Sam, and then they turned to me and they were like, oh, I'm a big fan of the Yogscast. Are you Nina? I was like, no. No, I'm not.
See, thank you anyway. This weekend, my experience of being recognized, the previous time it had happened, I had gone out for dinner with Lewis and we were like walking back and someone came running over to him and they were like, Lewis, can I have a photo with you? Big fan, love Yogscast, blah, blah, blah. They were like loading up the camera on their phone. They turned around and they went, I'm sorry, I vaguely recognize you. And Lewis was like, ha, yeah, that's Brady. And then they took their selfie and went off. And I was like, okay.
I think it's more rude to acknowledge it, like to turn around and just be like, I think I know who you are. Like, just go. Don't say anything. God.
I think I recognize you, but not enough to really want you in the photo.
Yeah, I don't really care. Like, so if you could just move to the left slightly so you're not in the shot, that'd be great.
That's the point, actually. On the final day, I was asked to take a photo with these two guys, but they came over and the way they said it, they were like, oh, would you mind getting a photo? And I thought they wanted me to take a photo of them because we were like sat right in front of the big screen. So I was thinking like, oh yeah, of course I'll take a photo. And then they turned the camera and I was like, oh, with me. Oh, okay. I was fully ready to just be like, okay, give me the camera. There's a lovely photo of the two of you.
That's pretty much like what I expect. I think that's happened a few times as well. It's just like, it's so hard to tell, like, because I don't expect it. But at the same time, I'm like, what if they are a fan and they do want a picture like with me or whoever I'm with? And I think it's best it's safe to assume that they want you to take the picture to begin with.
Yeah, because the
just
alternative
to
that
any embarrassment.
It's like, what if it is just someone who doesn't know?
You take a selfie with them and they're like, huh?
What? This woman's just in my holiday photo. I don't know who she is. I asked her to take a photo of me.
Oh my God.
But I did have a very lovely time. I didn't get to meet, there were like two people I wanted to meet and I did keep my peepers out, but I didn't get to meet them. I would have done the exact same thing that people did to me to them, you know?
That the one from Gaiman that you like?
Yeah, Celery.
Celery, that was it. I knew they were a vegetable.
He's a vegetable.
Cauliflower.
I wish I had this is hindsight, obviously, but I wish I had have taken a stick of celery with me and just taken a selfie with it and been like, I met Celery. But it was so sweet because like
The event itself was like a lot more laddie than the last, not like super laddie, but basically the previous Birmingham event, the mascot character from Dota is a guy called Kunker, and he's just like a pirate captain. He's very cool. And at the beginning of every day, the day would start off with him being like, step lively now, your captain's on board. And this year, it was a character called Brewmaster, whose thing is obviously beer. Like,
beer.
He drinks. Mm-hmm. A lot of his abilities are like making you tipsy and stuff like that. So on the first day, the camera, like crowd camera, zoomed in on someone. They got a beer. People started being like, oh, and they downed it. And then everyone's like, hey. For the rest of the weekend, the crowd camera was pretty much just people downing pints. And
oh my God,
it got to the point where up on the screen, they had like this, there's this little cobalt creep in one of the creep camps who has his idle animation is him downing from this goblet. And mid-game, they would get like a quarter of the screen would suddenly become this little zoom in of a cobalt and everyone would start going like, oh, and then he would down his drink and everyone's like, yeah.
Oh my God.
And the teams on stage must have been thinking like, what's happening? Are they about to gank us or something? Like the crowd is going wild. Like, and it's like, no, we're cheering.
They're just
animation
drinking.
And it was even like stupid things like when they were doing the team picks and it would have like zoom ins on the players and they'd sip a coffee and the crowd would start being like, oh. And they don't even know they're on camera.
He's gonna down it.
It's just, it was very funny. So I say like laddie, it was clearly in a very like, it wasn't like in a football hooligan sense. It was just, yeah, you know, a bit more
drink.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Dav got
on. It sounds like it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I saw Dav was in one of the clips.
That's the pickaxe man himself that you would have heard at the beginning of this podcast. He downed a pint. But yeah, in the midst of all this, Celery got to go onto the panel. And he played this video. Basically, he gave his winnings a few years ago to an animal sanctuary, and it's in Nottingham. He's Dutch, and he came over, and he actually got to visit the sanctuary. And there was just this whole section about like why he's vegan and all of this stuff. And it was just so nice because I was thinking there's thousands of people in this crowd, and they probably, in an ordinary day-to-day thing, would probably be like, vegan, I won't say what I was going to say. But like, to have like one of the people that they watch get up there and say it, I was like, oh, maybe it'll give them a bit more consideration. And there was just so many like close-ups of sheep and stuff. And I was like, I love this. I'm so happy. Aww. It was literally me in the crowd going, woo! Wow. He was like, yes, I'm vegan for the animals. And I'm like, yeah, woo!
Vegan, woo, let's go! Brandy downs a pint.
Rip my shirt off. Pour beer over my head.
Vegan!
But I was hoping I would get to meet him just wandering around. But alas, I did not.
Well, it sounds like you had a really lovely time.
Yeah, I did. It's made me so tempted to go to TI in Denmark this year.
Yeah, what is that in August?
September. Apparently.
Okay.
Which is, I'm going to the live High Rollers thing in London, and it's also Jerry's birthday. So as long as it avoids those dates,
yeah,
I will go. But Jerry's turning 10 this year, so I can't be away for that.
It's a baby.
A big milestone for a baby boy. Turning two again.
Yes. It's only 2 months.
Fresh out the womb. Shall we listen to your dream before I talk more about Dota?
Sure, let's do it. My dream is not about Dota. It is about cats.
Oh.
And I've given you a little hint about this one in a DM because there was more info in the dream that I did not include in the recording that I will
too
not include.
Spicy.
It was too spicy. But I've cut it down. It's PG now. It's ready to go.
Nice.
So we can give it a listen.
Okay.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello. I had a dream that Tabs was Tabs was nothing. I had a dream that I found a picture of Tabs and another cat. And it was a black and white picture of him in his like first home. So it was meant to be a very long time ago, and it came with a note that described what was happening in the picture. Although it was technically it was a video, it was a black and white video, and it was like, Edward is being berated by his mother, Hilly, for jumping over her head and running away. And it like zooms in on this other cat, and she just looks so angry. She's like got Tab's face, but like times a thousand, and she's really chunky, and like part of her nose is missing, and she's just like super mad. And a big portion of the dream was me just like looking at this video and going backwards and forwards just to try and figure out which one was Tab's. As if, well, before I read the note, if one of them was male or female. And yeah, eventually we found out, and it was Edward, aka Tabs, and Hilly. And then, because it wasn't actually that old of a video, I went on Google and I searched Edward and Hilly, because Hilly's like, you know, a weird name. And then it came up with like a Facebook album of, you know, this family and their cats. And I was able to snoop and sort of get some background on like Tabs and where he came from and what his mum looked like and stuff, and it was really nice. It was a really cute little dream, and I was like, well, I'm not going to tell them I have Tabs just in case they want him back. There was also a bit at the end of the dream where I looked on Discord and Bryony and Rithian were talking about Bryony being a Dota, and I was like, I had a dream about Tabs. And Rithian was like, oh, we're just chatting. It's quite early, but we thought we'd have a catch-up. You should join on voice. And I was like, okay. And then I woke up. And I haven't checked yet, but I very much doubt you two are on voice at 7:25 in the morning. So I'm very disappointed. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
They were not on voice.
So Dota did sneak in there a little bit.
It did. It did. It's good that we listened to the dreams in this order. But yeah, I have a little dream about the taboo. His name is Edward, apparently.
I was going to say, I love that new lore that his new name Tabs is actually Mr. Edward Tab-Tabs.
Mr. Edward Tab-Tab.
Please, no. Mother, Edward Tab-Tabs Kitty. Was my father. Call me Mr. Tabs.
So yeah, it was, that was literally it. It was just looking at like an old picture, and it was like going through an old album, and it's like, oh, look at this black and white picture of Tabs and his mother.
Aww.
It was really cute.
I wonder Aww. If like part of it is because, I guess when you, I think it's just so natural when you've adopted a stray to have those thoughts of like, I wonder what their mum looked like. I wonder what their history's like. I wonder what they did before I had them, sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd love to have seen him as a baby.
Yeah.
What he was like.
Little baby, well, just look at him right now.
Look at him right now. Adorable.
Because do you ever like image search pictures of baby tabbies just to imagine? Because I do that with Fionn. I will search up like, baby Harlequin Rex bunny, and I'll be like, Fifi would look like that.
God. I haven't, but I think I should now, to be honest. The thing is, like, when I worked at the thing, obviously, like, you know, you see a lot of kittens, and I saw a lot of tabbies, but I just feel like a baby Tabs would have just been so chunky.
Yeah.
You know? It's like when I worked at the Blue Cross, we had a stray in, well, I think, no, she wasn't a stray. She was from a multi-cat household. We like had a big batch of cats in. They were really shy. And she came in pregnant. And her name was Ice Cream.
Aww.
And she had a kitten, one kitten. Her litter was one. And his name was Scoop. And
oh
he was
gosh.
Really fat. Because he was the only cat in the litter. He was just eating all that milk. And he was so chonky. And I'm like, I think that's what Taps would be like. But Scoop, like, because he didn't have any brothers or sisters or anything, he was really shy. He was just Aww. A really shy little sassy kitten. And he was really chubby.
What is like the collective noun for cat?
I don't know. I guess obviously like you've got a litter of baby cats, but I don't know about adult cats. I'm not sure.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, look it up.
Because for bunnies, it's a fluffle.
Oh my God.
Fluffle of bunnies.
A fluffle.
Collective noun for cats. Oh my gosh. A clouder.
A what?
A clouder. Oh,
like C-L-O-W-D-E-R.
Yeah.
I feel like I've heard that word before. Wow, that's so weird.
It can also
a
be
a clouder of cats.
A cluster, a clutter, a glaring, or a pounce. A pounce of cats.
Pounce.
Clouder.
Clouder. That's cute.
That's an odd word.
It is an odd word.
Clouder.
Yeah, Tabs's mum. I saw her. I'm sure that's exactly what she was like. But yeah, she was just like a big... She was almost like, you know those cats that have... I can't remember the breed, but they're like the brachycephalic ones that have like the upside down V-shaped face, like the mouth, you know what I mean? Like they're so like squished in the middle. She kind of looked like that, but it might have been because part of her nose was missing. But yeah, so it's like she reminded me very much of a dog we used to have at the RSPCA who... He was used for hunting and like a badger had managed to get a bit of his nose, bless him.
Yeah.
He was the sweetest little boy, but this, her nose was very much like that. So she looked really like rough, like really, really sassy and gruff and angry. And she was really chunky. And I was like, yeah, this is the one. this is Mrs. Tep Teps. And it was just so sweet. It was a really cute little dream.
Yeah.
It was very nice. And then, yeah, and then I woke up at the end and I was like, Bryony and Rithian aren't on Discord. They said they would be in my dream.
Sorry, I didn't get the dream memo.
What the frick? It was 7:25 in the morning and I was so lonely. I just went back to sleep.
I wonder, this is also something I wonder with Fifi, I wonder if there are any taboo relations out there. Like if he's a daddy.
Oh, he's got to be. He has absolutely got to be because he was on the streets for ages, like with his little trouble nuggets. He was probably going at it. There's probably loads of little tabs around. Somebody sent me a picture, I think it was on my Discord, of a cat. It was in the US, so it's no relation.
Yeah.
But oh my God, they looked so much like Tabs. And it was scary like how much they looked like him.
I often wonder, because Jerry was bought from, you know when you get like farm shops and they just sell like clotted cream and a litter of rabbits? And I think he was just from one of those.
Aww.
So the likelihood is, because I think he was bought in Bath somewhere.
Okay. Yeah, so there's probably some little Jerrys.
Yeah, somewhere. In like the Bristol and Bath area, all of his siblings are probably around.
Aww.
Hopefully they found nice homes, but...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's just very strange.
Yeah.
I will add... I adopted him from the person who bought him. I didn't buy
yeah,
him.
Yeah, you didn't get him from a farm shop.
But in a way, it's sort of like, it is nice having that history of him because that person does have his baby photos and they sent them all to me. So I do have his baby photos.
Oh my God.
Whereas I don't have that with Fifi because she was just found in a basement.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't know if Tabs had a nice home before or... if he was always like on the street or what, you know, it's so weird to think about.
Yeah.
Cause he's so lovely with people. Yeah, he's a bit shy, but he's very well socialized, I think. Like he's not aggressive or anything. Like even if you piss him off, he just sort of baps you and then buggers off.
Yeah.
And he lets you hold him like a baby and he's just such a good boy. And so I'm like, is that because he was always on the streets and now he's like, yay, I'm not on the streets? Or is it because he had a home and, you know, somehow he ended up not in that home?
Yeah.
We will never know.
It was the same with Genevieve, our first bunny, because
She was just found on the streets. Well, but the thing is, like, you never know if she was found on the streets and brought in, or if someone didn't want her, so they took her to the rescue and said, "I found this bunny," sort of thing. Like, you don't know. But I always wonder, like, is there a family out there that was always wondering what happened to their bunny? Mm-hmm. Or did they let her out on purpose? Because people have this idea of, like, I don't want my bunny anymore. They're wild animals. Set them free, they'll be fine. I can set them free. And I'm like, if you set me free in the woods, I would just die. Like, why do you think an animal would do any better?
People do that with rats as well. I think any small fairies, they're like, yeah, just let it go. It'll be fine. It's like, no, it's not. It's not fine.
Yeah.
And birds. Birds as well. Like, it's, people don't know what they're doing.
Yeah. Well, I guess that sort of happened in Hertfordshire with the green parrots.
Yeah, yeah. The RSPCA branch I worked at, we had tons of parakeets just living, like, in the trees around, because somebody left parakeet out and it just bred into oblivion. There's just green birds everywhere.
Yeah. I get a couple of times a year in my Discord, someone will send me a photo of a bunny and be like, is this a wild bunny or someone's pet? And I'm like, that's a wild bunny. It's okay. You can leave them be.
Yeah. 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 It's exactly the same with rats. Like, you see so many posts where somebody will post, like, you know, like a hooded rat, and it'll be like, is this wild or is this someone's pet? It's like, that's definitely a pet. Please help them. Please.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of feel that way with, I appreciate they are wild, but I feel this way with pigeons, because we, like, took pigeons in and they would be pets and they would be like messenger pigeons and we looked after them, and then all of a sudden it fell out of fashion and then we just were like, no, screw pigeons, they live out on the streets now. And that's why they're so bad at, like, life.
Being pigeons.
Yeah, because they don't know. They deserve to be, you know, they in their heritage, they were looked after and they didn't have to learn how to make a nest that was more than 3 twigs and a piece of newspaper. So they just don't know how to burb.
They don't know. That's it's so sad, but that is one of my favorite, like, kind of things to see. Just like, this bird is trying its best and it's just a bird sitting on one twig. It's like, yeah. Oh.
I made a nest.
I did it.
Me during craft streams. But, like, I was thinking the other day, I would love to look after pigeons.
I would love to have a pigeon.
Had, like, a bigger house and a bigger garden and could have a nice space for them, I would love to take pigeons in. I do love them.
Yeah, I love pigeons.
And Lord knows they need it.
They do. They do. You can teach them how to make a nest.
I watched a seagull steal a man's bag of crisps the other day. I was walking along in Queen Square and he had put his lunch on the bench next to him. And you could see a mile off what the seagull was intending to do. He was sneaking forward, he was doing little jumps, and then eventually he went for it. And the man just watched it happen. Then he was like, what are you gonna do with that, my guy? Like, what are you gonna do?
What are you doing?
I was like, he just watched the whole thing happen. I was like, you could have moved the crisps. You could have opened them for him.
Aww.
But yeah.
Birds.
I love birds.
They're so funny.
I love them and I fear them.
Yeah. They are tiny dinosaurs at the end of the day.
Yeah. When we used to get them in at the vets, if ever one, like, flew towards my face, I would start panicking. Because we had this one that came in. I can't remember what type of bird they were, but they liked to sit on your head whilst you did the washing up.
Aww.
Oh my God. So occasionally you wouldn't realize that he was out. Like, I think one of the vets took him in eventually and just kept him. But occasionally you'd be like, think he was in his cage and you'd be doing the washing up and you'd turn around and just see flapping, like, come towards your face. You'd just be like, oh, geez, he's out. Okay, hello.
Aww. Birds are so funny.
They are. They're just, like, so high maintenance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
They are like having an eternal toddler.
Pooping everywhere.
Yeah. And just, they need so much stimulation, like constant mental stimulation. But I do love them. I love them from afar on TikTok accounts.
Yes, me too.
Where someone else has to put in all of the hard work. And I get to just watch them walk up to a phone and go, love you, baby.
Love you, baby.
Yeah. Aww. Is there anything about your dream woman? No, cats and
no,
Dodo?
No, just cats, really. Yeah, cats and Dodo.
Nice.
That's pretty much it.
Well.
But yeah, dreams are back on the menu, boys.
Yay! Fresh dreams.
I'll try my best to have another one next time.
And yeah, we need to plan our little trip away, and then I need to silence myself as to not just telling everyone everything that happened before the episode is out.
If we survive.
No. The place will be haunted by us.
No. At least the dog will be there.
Be like, oh my gosh. I booked this hotel room and these two ghosts would not shut up about their podcast.
They just kept telling me about their dreams.
Please, could I move room? Oh, I couldn't tell them apart. They both sounded the same.
Oh. It's probably just one ghost, actually.
Dear, oh dear. Well... Kirsty or Bryony, well, can't ever tell.
Well, Kirsty,
lovely talking to you.
Oh, very lovely, it's, as always.
And until next time, oh, first of all, apologies to Star Wars fans. Star War fans.
Star War, I'm a Star War.
Apologies to you all. But yes, thank you for a lovely chat.
Yes, thank you so much, everybody. And thank you, Bryony.
And until next time. Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.